This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A semi hauling hay bales caught on fire just west of Hayden late Saturday afternoon. The truck belonged to a local rancher. West Route Fire was on another call with the Nat Fire. That's along County Road 65 near the Moffat County line. So they called in Craig Fire to assist right there on Highway 40. The Moffat County School District is doing an audit of district administration practices and performances. This after a separation agreement between the board and former Superintendent Scott Pankow in May. Both said they believed it was in the best interest of the district, the students, and the community to part ways. Jill Hafey was hired as the new superintendent for the district. Here's Moffat County School Board President Joanne Baxter.
With the change in leadership in our district, we thought this was a prudent and needed thing to be doing our due diligence as far as boardsmanship was concerned and making us more knowledgeable about what was going on in our district.
Baxter says the board approved the hiring of an independent investigator in June who's talking to staff, administration, and school board members. Baxter says it's like a wellness check for the district.
There are those who will say, well, this audit or investigation or whatever you want to call it, has it been good for kids? I think in the long run it will be.
The report is expected to be given to the board in the next couple of weeks. The 24-hour boat cruise had colorful riders cruising all over Steamboat this weekend. 12 teams raised over $87,000 for the early childhood program in Integrated Community. In weekend scores, starting with football, the Steamboat Sailors kicked off their season with a win over Coleridge, 17-6. Freshman Abbott Gautreaux had the first touchdown of the season to get the Sailors on the board on the way to the win.
It felt amazing. Being a freshman, it's kind of like a dream come true.
Moffat County lost to Resurrection Christian Friday afternoon. The score was 36-6. The Bulldogs and the Sailors, they'll match up in Craig at 7 o'clock this coming Thursday night. The Soroka Rams, they had a tough loss to Bellevue Christian. Hayden actually had a bye this past weekend. In volleyball, the Steamboat girls are 2-0 with wins over Middle Park and then a straight sets win over Moffat County on Saturday. Hayden Tigers swept Plateau Valley Friday night but then lost to Meeker in three sets Saturday. The Soroka Rams are 0-2 after a loss to Olathe Saturday. The Sailor boys soccer team, they're 2-1 overall right now after a 2-1 loss to Summit Saturday. Sailors are on the road against Vail Mountain Tuesday afternoon. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.